State, please.
The next application is case 11,749. Clean Energy USA seeks a variance to reduce the front yard setback, section 115-77.1B2 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of Coastal Highway, approximately 1,142 feet south of Cave Neck Road. The 911 address is 16192 Coastal Highway, Lewis. The zoning district is C1. The tax map is District 235, map 23, parcel 54.06. Specifically, they are requesting a 54.4-foot variance from the front. We received 7 mail returns, no letters in support, and received 1 letter in opposition. And the letter states that Marion Hokey, residing at 16352 John Roland Trail, voices their objection to the variance reductions to the front yard setback at the proposed location, and that is the letter. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Sir?
Yes, sir, please go ahead and be sworn in.
Please state your name and address.
John Sertich, 140 Cornwall Road, in Hope Beach.
And do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Okay, and we have a copy of your criteria if you want, if you didn't bring a copy.
Well, I submitted a new one. Perfect, thank you.
All right. Yeah, that is what he was showing. It was included in the packet with the application.
Okay. And thank you to the planning and zoning, because I came in and probably continue to be very green in this process, and they were helpful in helping me state what you guys are looking for in this. So I'm representing Harvard Business Services, which is a tax planning and LLC creation company located on the southbound side of Route 1, just south of Cave Neck Road in technically Milton. What they're looking to do is build an open air carport as shown there, covering all the parking spots closest to Route 1. And the reasons they're doing that is namely because they have a lot of people working there, and they're trying to employ a high level of professional there, and some of the people are getting shaded spots in the summer and most of the people are not. So it's basically a rush to get to work, a rush to park as close to the building as they can, and they're trying to create a situation where more people have covered parking and shaded parking. Where my company comes into play, not only are we going to build the structure, but if it's approved, we would put solar panels on the top of it, which is something that would help them offset their electric bills further. As you can see, the property itself is a little bit of a hodgepodge of structures that have been approved over the years. Certainly it was not the original intent of the property owner to have what is currently there, but they've grown organically over the years, and they feel that because of the success they've had on that property and people relate to that property, they want to stay there instead of moving to a location where they can do all of the things that they've intended to do. I've looked all over the property for where we could put this, and there's no other place that would make sense to build a covered parking like this. And if you take solar into the equation, there's no other place that they could build any structure that would not be shaded by another set of trees or other structure that's already on the property. One of the things that's not clear on just the recorded site plan is that back building is actually subleased by another business with all sorts of trucks coming and going, and it would not make any sense to be able to put this back there to provide more parking, or else that would be an ideal situation for it. And the big point I want to get across is that this really will not alter the character of the neighborhood in any way. There's businesses on both sides, and they're all unique in their construction and unique in their look and feel. And this would just be another, part of a business complex along Route 1. The minimum variance portion of this is the one thing that I could see that there would be an objection to, and we purposely went out of the way to build an open-air structure to, you know, try to stay by the spirit of the rules and not build a true building or any structure that you can store anything, and it's just open air, and when there's cars there, it's occupied, and the rest of the time, it's not occupied. And those are my only comments for now.
All right, I'm going to see if you have some questions.
Mr. Daniel, you working, please?
Yes, you have a parking area, proposed parking for the cover.
Yes.
Why don't you just move it up farther?
Move it further back towards the building?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, there's...
Leave the opening in the back.
The opening in the back.
Yeah, where the proposed sun cover is going to be, move it up and have parking behind it.
May I approach that?
Yes, sure.
Sure. You're proposing it right here.
Yes.
Okay.
And you're saying move it here?
Then move it up closer.
Yeah.
You still have the parking in the back if somebody didn't want to park there. Then you wouldn't need a variance in that at all.
We built it right here, where you're saying.
Yes.
Right.
So there are a couple of things that would change in that situation. So
those buildings, because the sun's to the south of it, those spaces often are shaded during the day, and it's not a far walk to go if you park there. Let's say it's snowing or raining or anything like that, they can scurry right into the building. So I mean, of course, I'll be the first to admit that, you know, 40 extra feet isn't the end of the world, but if we moved it, say, two-thirds of the way, then it would block the driving lanes, and it would just be a structure that kind of prevents people from parking in the spaces that are already there on closer to the building, and creates a new problem by getting in the way of where people are currently backing out and backing into spots.
I'm not following you here.
Okay, right? I'm trying.
What's going to change there if they move it back?
So if they put it right up against the building?
Yeah, not really against it.
No.
Close. No. The parking next to the building, yes.
So it doesn't create a unique, it doesn't really solve the problem, which are the people who park closest to Route 1 are the people whose cars sit there all day are the ones that are not getting any shade from the building. It's really a summertime problem more than a wintertime problem. And it then also blocks the signage on the building that you can see where we're proposing to put it, but you won't be able to see if you get closer, or I mean if the structure is right up against the front of the building.
So this is sun cover for the employees, is that correct?
Yes, it's correct.
What is the necessity of shaded parking for commercial application?
The necessity of it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's something that, like I said, they're trying to employ a high level professional, and they said it's a big problem, in his words, that some of the people get this parking where they don't walk out to their car and it's 100 degrees, you know, outside, and the other people are stuck with the other spots. And I guess you could argue we'll get to work first.
But again, what is the necessity of shaded parking in a commercial application?
So trying to, again, understand the term necessity.
Any other property, commercial property, doesn't have shaded parking necessarily.
Right.
Unless there is some, you know, on the north side of a building.
What Mr. Mills is, you know, referring to is this is something you want.
You don't
need this.
One standard for granting the variance.
Yes, sir.
Is that it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property.
Right. Okay.
The property's commercial. It's reasonably being used.
Mm-hmm.
So where's the necessity here?
I
understand that it's a desire.
Yes, sir.
Right. Okay.
But I don't see a necessity. Convince us otherwise.
Well, I mean, that's one of the things that planning and zoning was putting in front of me, saying to convince of the necessity. And I was putting examples back in front of them, kind of what's the difference, what's the definition in their terms of necessity versus
desire.
Versus desire. And you know, if you talk to one person, i.e. the owner of this building, they're saying, well, it's creating headaches for me, and I'm trying to run a professional place where I don't have people. This is the last thing he wants people worried about, so he's trying to solve a problem for his business and create a higher-end building than he desired to do in the first place in terms of what the, I guess, amenities are for it. And you can say the word amenities is, by definition, a desire versus a necessity, but in him running the type of business he wants to do, he feels it's a necessity to create more of an even playing field for his employees' parking situation.
So in other words, he doesn't want the car to get hot.
And yes, he doesn't. He wants people to be able to park. You can see on my application that there are all sorts of cars down that park along there. They want to have a covered parking. The same way that, you know, a garage for a homeowner might not be a necessity, but people, you know, some people would argue a garage is a necessity, and some people say, well, your car's still going to drive in the morning if you leave it out in the sun all day and all night.
Sure, it will.
So I don't know where that line comes in either, if somebody wanted to add a garage.
And I'm not convinced you could move it forward there, though.
Well, all right, then let's try this. How is this not created by the applicant?
How is it not created by...
You're stating that it's an unnecessary hardship or exceptional practical difficulty. But how is it not being created by the applicant?
I think that the organic nature of how the buildings were added over the years was unintentionally created by the applicant, but I think at this stage where the buildings have been approved over the years certainly is not created by the applicant. I think it's given the business he's running, this is the only reasonable place to build a carport, and it, you know, from a solar situation, it also solves a problem because anywhere else on this property, for instance, if we move it back, then the buildings themselves will shade the solar panels and they won't work.
Well, the solar panels can't be applied on the south face of the building roof?
Well, this must be an older drawing because there are solar panels on the backs of this roof.
That's what I was getting ready to ask you, because yeah, the picture in the application looks like there are solar panels on the roof.
Yeah, so, I mean, just to give you an idea, the solar panels there offset about 25% of his electrical needs, and he was trying to get closer to all of his electrical needs.
And how is that necessary to enable reasonable use of the property?
The state supports solar. They put money towards it. So obviously the state is behind solar electricity, and to say that it's all a luxury would be contrary to what the state lawmakers have put into to encourage
people. I'm just saying, how is that necessary to enable reasonable use of the property? The property has electric.
Yeah,
so I'm not seeing how it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property.
I think a lot of it is arguing definitions here.
And I think that's what I struggled with from the get-go.
I guess what we're saying is we're not convinced yet.
I know, and I appreciate it. No, and I'm trying to get to the end one way or the other, honestly, because I see where you guys are coming from in some of this, but at the same time, it becomes, it's necessary to have, you know, a couple of toilets in a place, maybe by code, but maybe some businesses want to have more toilets so they don't have to be shared or something like that.
It's necessary to have electric. Does the building have electric?
It does have electric, yes. What solar does is offsets someone's electric bills.
Then it offsets costs.
If I may.
Yes, sir.
Could I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
Are you in the business of selling carports?
We are, yes.
You are?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, we're in the business of selling solar first and foremost.
Well, that's what I was what I was getting at. The carport is an avenue to the solar panels.
Well, I would like to say yes, but the owner of the business said this is not. He would like to do the carport, whether or not, it's not music I would like to hear to my ears. But he would like to do the carport with or without.
Tonight?
Pardon me.
Is he present?
He's not present tonight, no.
In this case, get denied.
Will you be thinking about moving it up then?
Well, the carport doesn't solve any problems moving it closer to the building. You can't put it in the drive lane.
Because the building would shade already. The building shades it already.
The whole parking lot, they don't shade the whole thing.
No, just the part up next to the building.
Yeah, and I'll do the...
Not the whole time, though.
So the solar panels only wouldn't work then?
Not only would the solar panels not work, but the people who are parking close to the building when this, like, the sun's to the south of it is getting shade throughout a lot of the day.
I have a question. Is Harvard Business the only occupant of that building?
Yes.
And you talk about the type of professional services they provide. What type of professionals work there?
What's the type of person?
Yeah, what type of person do you need or that needs to have the cover that works there? I mean, you've made an emphasis on that.
So I think what it is he's trying to provide an amenity to people. So, you know, it's basically they create LLCs, they do LLC and tax kind of recommendations. So they have people who work there who get paid fairly well for the area, and many people doing similar jobs.
So lawyers and accountants?
For the most part, yes.
Are there any other law firms or accounting firms that you can think of along that Route 1 corridor that have covered parking spots?
Not that I know of, no, sir. I don't know of much covered parking in Sussex County as a whole.
Can you think of any, in Sussex County?
There's none in Sussex County you can think of, right?
Here's a town right here full of attorneys and accountants.
County seat of attorneys.
And by no means is this supposed to mean that these people are better than anyone else by any stretch. I think that this is something that's important to this applicant, and that he thinks it's important to the people in his office. And, you know, as a small business manager myself, sometimes a solution to something goes a long way to pleasing people.
But I think you already answered the question that I was going to answer. Is that we're going to be setting a precedent here today, because we've got all these other than, we'll say, professionals, the attorneys and accountants, especially in Georgetown, but anywhere in Delaware, such as Camden, isn't any.
I don't see it as an attorney issue. I see it as just an employee.
You're talking the type of people, as our, you kept stressing that, the clientele or the people, them.
Yeah, I may have misspoke and overemphasized that.
There's not nowhere around.
I think for myself, I don't know the rest of the board, but if you just approach in plain language the five reasons for granting the variance, if you can convince this board without getting into definitions of this word and that word, let's just go right down and tell us what you think here.
There's five right there.
Okay.
Uniqueness of the property.
Uniqueness of the property for this case, what the property is unique because that is the only place we can put it that would provide shade and have the solar panels working.
Okay. So cannot otherwise be developed.
Correct. So cannot otherwise be developed because there's the rest of the property already has structures on it, and I'm answering it kind of the same way because I don't see.
That answers that question. Not created by the applicant.
Not created by the applicant. One of the issues with this is solar wasn't existing or wasn't economically viable for a long time. Only in the last 6 or 7 years did it become economically viable. He used all the space that was available to him. The only space that's left is the part away from the building, and we can't put it in the drive lane.
Okay.
Will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. I think this is the most straightforward one. I think the neighborhood already has interesting different businesses. There's an antique flea market kind of place next door. That's some really nice stuff. There's a motel with a pool. So this is not going to harm the character of the neighborhood. And the minimum variance, this is one that I've worked around and around and around. I don't see anywhere else that we can put it besides right to the front. And the structure is the exact size of a parking space. So it's, you know, 19 feet wide and that deep.
All right, answers that question. Thank you.
Thank you.
Another question.
Yes, sir.
There's a standard that says it will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and part of that standard is that it won't be detrimental to public welfare. And as I look at this, you're asking to be 5.5 feet from the property line, which is adjacent to an extremely busy highway.
Yes, sir.
In the event that a car would lose control, how would it not be detrimental to public welfare that this car is not going to, you know, may hit some cars as it is, but now it's going to hit a structure that's not moving. It's not going to, you know, it's not going to give as easily.
Well,
and potentially, you know, cause more damage and harm to public welfare.
I guess in that regard, there's other structures like a billboards with poles there that are the same distance from the road, and mailboxes. And I know mailbox isn't as strong as a beam holding up a cover, but I don't think it creates a new precedent by any stretch of the imagination in terms of putting something that's unique in terms of the how dangerous it is close to Route 1.
Right. Thank you.
How many parking places are you going to have in that?
Pardon me, sir?
How many parking places?
There are 14 parking places.
14?
Yep.
How many employees do you have?
There are 30 employees.
Almost half, but it's
okay.
Okay.
Is the... Have there been violations on that property, such as additional signage or flags or anything that have been a concern in the past?
I could not answer that question without looking into the system.
Mr. Mills, I actually looked the best I could, and I couldn't find any. Obviously, I don't want to spend a lot of time or your time, which I've already done a lot of, for something that I didn't see as something that would be reasonable to approach you with. Doesn't mean it's not there, but I even went to a couple local attorneys and asked them to do a quick search, and they couldn't find anything.
But I think in the past the reason I asked the question, I think in the past we've, excuse me, that has been an area where flags or with signage on them and so forth has been an issue.
When I did a little research, I think that he objected vehemently to the billboard that was put in next door, but this was already applied for or in the works by then. And I think because the billboard went from a very small one to a gigantic one, so I think that's where his name may have been in front of you guys in the last year.
Okay. Are you losing parking spots?
No, we're not losing any parking spots. The standards go right on the parking lines.
Are there any other variances on this property for signs or anything, structure?
I don't believe so.
That's what I was getting ready to ask. I was trying to get her attention. There is none?
The only variance that came up was for the billboard to the south, and that's the only Board of Adjustment application in recent time that has been come before the board.
Wasn't that variance denied?
The variances were denied. The special use exception was approved.
That's the only part that denied.
And again, that was for a different parcel, not on this parcel of land.
Oh, but it's in that particular area, though.
Correct.
It's the same as the bigger one here. Then we get that clarified.
All right. One of the reasons I asked the question about the sign, it appears that there's something right there at the entrance to this property. Right there, yeah. Is that a sign?
That is a just some plants right there.
Okay.
So that's kind of a shared entrance between the place to the north west of them.
And what about right there at the end of the parking where the yellow line comes through right there? Is that a sign? Because if it is, it would appear that it's equally as close to the property line and would require variance because the sign has to be 25 feet.
From my memory, and I'm not the owner of the property, I know they have all sorts of signage along the front. It's kind of a unique in the sense that it looks like four different businesses, but it's all built that way on purpose. I'm not familiar if that's a sign there, and I know there's not a sign here.
Some of that looks like landscaping, and if it's an on-premise sign, it only needs to be 5 feet back from the front yard setback.
Oh, okay.
If it's on-premise.
If it's on-premise.
On-premise, if it's advertising,
okay.
The business is on the site.
Okay. Okay.
Off-premise has a larger setback.
Gotcha. Okay.
All righty.
Thank you.
Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. After all the testimony came here, I still think the situation is being created by the applicant. I don't believe it's something that's needed. I believe it's something that they would like to add for their employees, which would be nice, but I still think that it's being created by the applicant. And the technical difficulty has been created by the applicant after testimony. So I make a motion that we deny case 11,749.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Rickers and a second by Mr. Workman that we deny case number 11,749. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Upton?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Wicker?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by vote of 5-0, case number 11,749 is denied.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.